Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, State Representative Ralph Watts, here to get an update on what's happening at the Capitol. Ralph, thanks for taking some time.
Well, thank you for visiting with me. I'm happy to share what little I know about what's going on.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. All right. A few weeks into this year's session, and it sounds like fixing the budget for the current fiscal year has kind of been the priority.
Well, it has. We've finished our fourth week in the legislature now, and for the first 3.5 weeks, a lot of the time in the House has been sucked up by the efforts in dealing with the de-appropriations bill. Now, keep in mind that the budget that we have, the FY17 budget, was crafted largely by the House Republicans in the previous years, because the Senate Republicans voted against all of the budget. So when it came down to the time to deal with some de-appropriations efforts, most of the task fell on the appropriations folks in the House chamber. So that's why a lot of that work was done in the House, and finally got the Senate and the governor to agree, and the bill was passed, and now it's been signed by the governor. So basically what it did was take $118 million off of FY17 budget, which we were required by law to do, because we're required to have a balanced budget, thank goodness, because we don't print money, and we live within our budget. And that's what had to happen. K-12 in that budget was held harmless. The governor didn't want to change anything there. There are several state agencies that suffered reductions, and nobody likes them. But it had to be done, and so we're past that, and we can move on to other things.
Very cool. Let's talk about state supplemental aid, you know, moving forward, and how that's looking so far.
Sure. The current law, there's a section of the code that says the legislature must determine the state aid to schools 2 years in advance, within 30 days of convening the legislature, or 30 days of the governor submitting his budget to the legislature. Well, that law is completely unworkable, because the legislature, at the point that within 30 days, we have no idea what kind of revenue we're going to have 2 years out. As the last year's budget showed, we don't really have a good feel for the revenue of 6 months out. So the law needed to be changed, and I think it will be changed. But going forward, to satisfy some of the critics that like to ride that horse, the legislature approved a 1.1% supplemental state aid to schools. I think that bill in itself will be changed so it doesn't require the 24-month look ahead. And I think that will be done this year.
Sure. Do you think that 1.1% is appropriate and the best? You know, are you happy with the way that turned out?
Well, the schools don't like it. No, I'm not particularly happy with it, and the schools don't like it. But that's when looking forward, that's the best we can do at this point.
Sure.
Now, whether that is revised as the budget process is worked out, I couldn't tell you. Only time will tell us. But at this point, the 1.1%, it amounts to $40 million additional for the schools. Now, the schools don't like that, and they like to have more funds to handle their contracts that they sign with the unions, but we have to deal with reality, and that's basically all we could do at this point in time.
Sure. Something else that's been making headlines has to do with health insurance for legislators. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, the Des Moines Register, unfortunately, they don't quite get things right sometimes. And they say you shouldn't pick a fight with somebody that buys ink by the barrel. Well, they probably buy ink by the tanker load. But in this day and age, with alternate media, they don't have as much sway as they used to. They still complain and write about things. But the article that the Register had about the platinum health insurance plan that legislators have, it's the same thing that the unions have. The thing they left out of that article was that the House Republicans voted at least six times over the last 6 years. The previous 6 years, we voted six times to make state employees pay more, including legislators, pay more for their health insurance. Every time it was held up in the Senate. Now, maybe this year we'll be able to do something with that, but it seems to me that the Register would do a little bit more research before they unleash their editorial board and put a message out like that, which was completely one-sided. There's no doubt that the state health insurance plan is a good plan, and we ought to be paying more for it. And I think people are willing to do that, willing to vote for that. But let's see what happens this year. I think maybe that will change this year, and we'll find everybody paying a little larger premium for the health insurance anyway. So I think it'll work out.
Sure. Something that has been big news in the Senate and now the House is going to deal with has to do with the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was... that hasn't reached the House yet. Of course, it was passed out of the Senate and becoming the House next. And already there's a lot of activity out there defending Planned Parenthood. I think it's important for people to understand that what the Senate did was not destroy Planned Parenthood. They simply said that we were no longer going to allow taxpayers' funds to be used to support Planned Parenthood. And I think that's when people understand that, it puts a little different slant on it. Obviously, it doesn't ban abortions as much as some of us would like that to happen. It doesn't even touch on that issue. So there's a lot of anxiety over that. And as it comes to the House, I'm sure that there will be a lot of debate about that in the House. And I intend to support the Senate's version to not use taxpayer funds and, as an alternative, provide over, I think there was the last count, over 200 and some women's clinics that women could go to get some of the early care issues taken care of that they say is done by Planned Parenthood. They wouldn't need to go to Planned Parenthood. They could simply go to a woman's clinic, 200 of them, over 200 in the state, and get their issues taken care of. So I expect that debate to be quite raucous when it comes to the House.
Lots going on as always. We appreciate your time, and I look forward to our next chat.
It's fine talking with you, and I appreciate your willingness to listen.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County with State Representative Ralph Watts. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.